Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Friday, beautiful people. I pray that you are well and blessed this morning. I pray that you are in good spirits and good health. This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. The parts of the body that we think are less honorable are those, the ones that honor them, that we honor the most. The private parts of our body are the ones that are given the most dignity. The parts of our body that are presentable don't need this. For God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts with less honor, so that they won't be division in the body, and so the parts might have mutual concern for each other. 1 Corinthians 12, 22-25. What body are we speaking of? Morning, we're speaking about the body of Christ, the body of people as a whole. This morning, I'm speaking to those who may feel unimportant or insignificant. I'm speaking to those who may not feel as powerful as someone else on their job, or someone in their circle, or someone that they watch and feel that makes them feel like they're less important than they are. This morning, the scripture tells us that we all are important, that the weak are stronger. One may look, the value to God is the same. The value on this earth is the same. The value of your purpose is the same. Just because your body type may not be body type B or body type C, you're still A in God's eye. Just because your report card may not have the same thing as someone else, you're still a scholar in God's eye. You still have the skills to do what he called for you to do. So this morning my prayer is that you would see yourself through the eyes of Christ. Someone close to you, or someone who you may be overlooking, or someone that may need this word today. So I pray that you are empowered to share this message of hope with them, message of inspiration and encouragement with them, letting them know that they are valued in God's eyes, letting them know that they are just equal to God as you are or someone else is, letting them know who they are today. Will you be that one, or will you stand on who God says that you are today? Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, speaking our name into our ear and waking us up so that we can come out today and be all that you call us to be, Lord God, where that we can our lives, where we can move forward, Lord God, into who you called us to be, Lord God, and not look at someone else and try to walk their blueprint. I try to take their system and operate it upon our lives. I pray, Lord God, that we would have the structure to stand on the promises that you have for us, that you have for our personal being, to be great in this life, to honor you with our lives, to be a blessing to others. I pray, Lord God, that you would speak a word into us today. Speak a fresh anointing in us today, that we may be all that you called us to be, that we may forget about how we erase the negative words that came from others criticizing us and telling us that we were less than perfect in your sight, or less than perfect in the world, and that we won't be anything, that we can't accomplish things, because you created us for greater. You created us in the image of Christ. And as we know and we stand on God's word, Christ was great before and after his death. He did amazing things. Show us that in our lives, Lord God, today. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, for the victory over our lives. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for the advancement in our lives, the favor, the promotion, the elevation. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We ask that you forgive us, Lord God, when we astound ourselves and we doubted ourselves, and we shall forget it and be no more. We will walk in this way you called us to be, and we will be great, because your word says it, you said it, it's a promise that was mandated over our lives. And sickness doesn't have a chance over that victory not being accomplished. Fear does not have a chance. The devil doesn't have a chance. Naysayers don't have a chance. Nothing has a chance over the promise and the purpose over our lives. So we thank you today for healing, for courage, for strength, for moving forward, for provision, for everything that we need, Lord God, to live this life that you called us to live and be great in this life, to honor you, Lord God. We thank you in advance for it, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and all of the worship in our lives. In Jesus' name, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Father God, we just can't stop thanking you. I know I just want to say thank you one more time. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love, you go out and have an amazing day. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be thankful. Let go of anything that's negative in your life. Walk in all that God has for you to walk in, and stand on the promise of who he is in your life. Stand on that. Look in the mirror, and you say to that mirror, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All those lies are just what it is, lies. God has a promise over me. Speak that to the mirror. Speak life into yourself. Encourage yourself. Be encouraged. Encourage someone else today. Honor God with your life today. Have an amazing weekend. Have a great Friday. Those that are traveling, I pray traveling grace and mercy to you. That you return home or wherever you're going, I pray that you just have peace and bring joy with you and bring it back home with you when you return. I love you to pieces. Have a great day.